Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Excellent, Darren, listen.
Shortly.
Listen, fake news is a problem.
Yes, yes.
Because when things are real, you're not too sure if it's happening. So, I'm sure you got it. The video, Lebanon yesterday, Beirut.
The explosion.
The explosion.
Yeah.
Initially, when I got it, I was like, you know, okay, maybe it happened 10 years ago, whatever. And then I put on CNN, I put on Al Jazeera. I'm like, holy snap.
Yeah.
Bro.
It has to be the biggest explosion in a city since Nagasaki. In a city. I know there was a similar fertilizer explosion in Texas a couple of years ago. China had a nuclear power plant explosion as well. But this one, this the video of this, if you haven't seen it, we have it up on our Twitter. Look for our Twitter, Darren Kariski. AKA Darren, Kerry and Sky. And it has that massive white shockwave and then that sort of like a mushroom. It was the cloud afterwards that's a little bit too mushroomy, a little bit too, you know, 1945 nuclear war, holocausty. But it was a fireworks factory. The scary thing is that nothing's coming out of Lebanon. No statement has come out of Beirut, Lebanon. All right, so let's just set the scene. Massive explosion in a port city of Lebanon in Beirut. Beirut, of course, is right there next to Israel and Syria, which have been hotspots recently. They've been going through the most civil unrest in the world right now. We're looking at about 50-55% unemployment rate. Their economy's about to collapse. They are not a happy people with people. And then you have the Rona that came along. So their entire health system is completely under pressure. And then up to 4,000 injuries, somewhere in the region of 100 fatalities as a result of this explosion. It was a fireworks factory.
But in the one video, you can see like some fireworks, like some sparkles.
Yes, there was a fire. There's so much video footage because everyone was filming the fire.
The fire, yes.
Of the warehouse. And then that massive explosion felt tens, if not hundreds of kilometers away. Shockwave. It was just insane.
So
Matthew, theories.
Okay, yeah, theories. I have one.
It's a very, very badly run country.
Yeah.
When you think that we think our ruling party is doing a messy job, think double that, right?
Yeah.
So a massive amount of very, very explosive material stored unsafely. I'm thinking in the region of ammonia nitrate, some mixture between the fertilizer and maybe the incendiary elements in fireworks, stored in the wrong place, too much of it, no one looking after it. And so when it went up big time.
And then what if I say to you that this week, actually tomorrow, is the 75th anniversary of Hiroshima?
Yeah.
And we haven't seen an explosion like this since.
This is your conspiracy. This is the one you're
going. I'm just 75 years, a big deal. So do you even like expect that from me?
Who would be involved in that sort of a conspiracy? Would that be the Americans or the Japanese or the Russians?
I haven't got to that part yet, so but I wouldn't. I would put my money on America invading another small country.
That'd be good. That'd be money well spent.
Yeah, theories. That's it. That's all right. Not facts. But
well, jokes aside, our hearts and our thoughts go out to all the citizens of Lebanon. And a really unprecedented explosion happening within a city. If you want to have a look at that blast, we have it up on our Twitter. It's Darren, Kerry, and Sky.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.